Petrichor. It's the name of an oil that the earth releases before rain begins to fall. I've always had an obsession with the smell of rain. Before, during, and after. It wasn't until this year that I learned that there was a word for this obsession. Pluviophile. 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 It doesn't really dance off the tongue, does it? A pluviophile is what you call a person, like me supposedly, who finds joy and peace in seeing, hearing, and feeling rain. I first became aware of my love of rain in my tweens, because it has the ability to bring me back to lingering memories nestled away in the corner of my mind. I had walked into a local shop in my hometown and, sandwiched between rows and rows of trinkets, perfumes, and candles, were these glass blue jars. Rain, the labels read. My curiosity enticed. I plucked it off the shelf. I inhaled. Instantaneously, flashes of wet grass, sandy streets, hot, heavy air, autumn days, and long wet walks shuffled in my mind. This was the smell of Irish rain, the one I had become accustomed to and grown to love. But rain does not have a universal smell. I know of two types of rain, the one here and the one there. My family left for Nigeria when I was 4 years old. My mum went first, and I stayed. For a year, it was just me, my dad, and relatives in the one house. Being so young, the ability to store memories had only just begun. One that will never leave me, though, is the smell of rain during the Harmattan season, which usually comes around the month of November and may well last into March. The country's hot climate means that when the heavens open up to quench the thirst of the land, a concoction of dust, heat, and sand fills the air. Not only does this create a hazy filter-like effect, but if you're lucky, thunder might strike and a chill may set upon you. All of this occurs while you take in the smell of fresh Nigerian rain. Petrichor. If my memories serve me right, we had a netted balcony on the third floor of our apartment building. It was home to two white plastic chairs. There I would perch myself and look out onto the street. Adebayo clothes. I'm laughing to myself now. I hadn't realized that I still remembered the street name. It's funny how memories linger waiting to be unlocked. I've just paused to search up Adebayo clothes and I'm virtually walking through it on Google Maps. I can see that balcony overlooking the other side of the street in a face-me-face-you manner. The gate secure in the house is still black, with a gold circle in the center. I wish I could virtually enter the compound and see the grounds I once played in. Never while it rained, though. Sometimes I'd play alone, sometimes with my pet chicken, gifted by my late grandmother. That chicken went missing very quickly. Anyway, across the street are the colourful buntings of a Montessori/primary school. I briefly remember there being a playground behind its walls. Like droplets, these memories create pockets of puddles in my mind. I'm being brought back. There's that shop that sold sweet fizzy drinks and doubled as a hairdresser. It still exists, 20 years later. It hasn't really changed in its exterior. I wonder when my parents chose Ireland, did they think of all the contrast, or did they know of the common factors Ireland and Nigeria share? Were they aware that while both locations have rainy seasons in different forms, we also brew the same Guinness in a different way? Both countries share the one patron saint, St. Patrick, recognized after Irish missionaries made Nigeria a destination for their charity work, and, in return, newly trained Nigerian doctors made Dublin their destination to practice in. Both countries had fertile potato farming soil and exported in large quantities. Would this knowledge have brought them comfort when they transitioned to life outside of Lagos, since going from what you know to something new is a hard thing to do? I remember not being excited about moving to Ireland, and the weather wasn't even the cause of it. I arrived and was enrolled in this strange new school and met my sister for the first time. Growing up in Clare was many things, one of them being quiet, but it certainly was also removed from the hustle and bustle of living in a city. This coastal county rained a lot, the weather fluctuated dramatically, and the light of day flickered in and out. Where was the sun, and why did it always rain? Growing up in Clare was grounding. The simplicity of everything made it so that I could adapt to my new surroundings when I arrived. It helped that this school had children from various backgrounds. Surprisingly, my town also had a large Nigerian population, which meant my mother wasn't completely alone and I didn't feel completely alienated. My mother would wrap me in layers and layers of clothing even in the summer months as she did herself. She felt the cold deeply. I did not. Autumn was a time I came to love, a season I had no complaints about, surprisingly. A season when a pluviophile like myself was in their element. Autumn for me was such an elegant month. As the trees shed their protective layer, the smell of wet, mushy leaves filled the air, and the feel of them beneath my feet felt satisfying on the days I would walk to and from school. I only really started to walk home from school in my tweens. It also allowed me to take detours through my small town, which is how I landed in this small local store with this rain candle. Back then, I used to get 10 euro for my lunch every week. So thankfully, I had enough left over to buy this candle for myself. Upon arriving home, I lit my little candle and delighted in allowing petrichor to fill my room. Now I work as a TV journalist in Dublin. Working as a TV journalist should mean that rain should be my enemy of progress, and it occasionally has been. My first month working as a children's news presenter, I was sent out to cover a national event known as the Ploughing Championships, which occurs annually in the Midlands. A week's worth of rain fell that very day. My boots soaked, jacket drenched, makeup streaming. I still had to smile. I had been trained for this. In the earlier days of me joining the program I now present and report for, a producer and I travelled out to an agricultural festival, and once again, the rain didn't shy away. While during the day job, rain has become a frequent hindrance, for days I can't seem to unwind and sleep, the sound of rain or the ocean playing from my bedroom speakers in the background does the trick. I know I can't be alone because these soundtracks have amassed millions of views since their upload. Rain brings me back to my childhood, to simpler times. Now that I think about it, I think that's why I love rain so much. It transports me from one country to another and it gives me the sense of safety, comfort, and familiarity. I never considered that. That's what rain does for me.